Coronavirus isn't a hoax. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. President Trump just recently, a few minutes ago, declared the coronavirus as a state of emergency. It's about time. He should have done this quite a while ago, but he has not done that. He has at first said that it was a hoax, and then after that, he kept trying to downplay it. He's known about it since January, at least. And NPR reported yesterday that he knew about it and purposely suppressed the numbers and the test kits, kept the test kits from being sent because he didn't want the numbers to get out because they were really bad and they're going to get even worse. And so he just wanted everything to go away. And he thought it would just miraculously go away, even though it's infecting tens of thousands of people throughout the world. Just in France, over the 48 hours, 1,000 new cases came out. Now, that may have to do with the fact that they're just now getting more and more test kits. But South Korea is testing tens of thousands of people. They are quarantining people, having people go to their homes, basically putting things on lockdown. That's very effective. China has done the same thing. We should have gotten on this weeks and weeks ago, and the president just hasn't done that because he knows how politically toxic it is for him. This was his opportunity to shine. He should have done something about it in January. Presidents are supposed to lead in times of crisis, and he has not led at all. He is a con man. He is mentally inept to do the job. He's emotionally inept. He is just completely incapable. He's not a curious person. He doesn't try to develop any type of policy mastery. He doesn't even read the stuff that they give him. He doesn't even work more than a couple hours a day, if that. He plays golf all the time, and he just goes to Twitter to just savage people as much as he possibly can. And he just cares about being reelected and making money off of his businesses. When he ended up having a flight ban to Europe, banned air travel to Europe, but he didn't ban it to a part of Europe, the UK, one of the biggest, most significant parts of it, because those were routes to his resorts, and he wanted to make money off of it. So this partial ban right now, when everything is already here in the United States, and we need to figure out who has the coronavirus, treat it, and then isolate those people and isolate everybody else for at least a few months until things start to get better. There is a movement out there called Flatten the Curve, and it is people taking their own steps, obviously washing your hands, doing everything you can do in terms of staying away from people, keeping your children away from people, keeping people that are in their 70s, 60, 50s, 60s, and 70s away from other people. But we don't know how it affects people because we haven't had enough tests yet. We have very few tests. We have, I think, less than 100 tests in North Carolina, which is just preposterous. We should have thousands and thousands of test kits. We should have taken the ones from the World Health Organization, and we should figure out a way to manufacture them very quickly. Insurance should cover it. If it doesn't cover it, what the heck does it cover? So things need to get better. The only way we are going to get through this is if we do smart things, and if we have leadership that gives common sense, practical advice like wash your hands, cancel mass gatherings, avoid people that are sick. If you're sick, take precautions, go to the doctor, get help. I don't know why that was not mentioned during the president's speech the other day. I haven't had a chance to listen to his national state of emergency speech yet. But I'll just have to see what he says. I'm sure it's not particularly inspiring, but at least, I suppose, he's acknowledged things. But this is not like the flu. This is not going to go away. No matter what we do, it's going to kill tens of thousands of people and possibly millions of people, which is just something we have not seen in the United States since the great flu pandemic in 1918. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.